New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani spoke at the campaign party of Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier, who defeated five-term incumbent Adriana Espaillat to represent Harlem and neighboring communities. Avila Chevalier's upset victory came a year after Mamdani rocked the political establishment by winning his Democratic primary for mayor.
We are showing that last June, a year ago tomorrow, was not an anomaly. It was not the end. It was the beginning.
Appearing on Democracy Now!, Avila Chevalier described herself as the Afro-Latina Dominican daughter of immigrants who has been organizing her entire adult life around immigration justice, ending mass incarceration, and on Palestine.
We centered the needs of this community at the heart of this campaign, where we are fighting for housing for all, to make sure that we abolish ICE and to have our tax dollars come back home to invest in our babies here and not in bombs abroad.
The 32-year-old Avila Chevalier was an organizer of the 2024 Columbia University Palestine Solidarity Encampment protesting Israel's war on Gaza. She came under severe criticism for joining a protest against Israel the day after the October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas. Avila Chevalier also was the target of racist and Islamophobic attacks, questioning her Dominican heritage and making an issue of her Muslim faith. Espaillat struggled to overcome his support from AIPAC, the American-Israel Political Action Committee, and the real estate lobby in one of the poorest congressional districts in the nation. Avila Chevalier narrowly eked out victory over Espaillat, 49-46%. In contrast, former New York City Comptroller Brad Lander scored an overwhelming primary victory, winning nearly two-thirds of the vote over incumbent Dan Goldman to represent a district comprising Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. Both men are Jewish but held distinct positions on Israel and U.S. support for its longtime ally. Lander addressed the issue, saying in his victory speech that Democrats are painfully divided on the U.S. relationship to Israel and Palestine.
Our party needs to admit that Joe Biden's hug Bibi strategy was a catastrophic failure. I believe it made us complicit in genocide. Bombs we paid for killed over 70,000 Palestinians, mostly women and children. Tanks we sent made over a million people homeless. Humanitarian aid is still not getting in. We cannot keep paying for Netanyahu's wars with our tax dollars. Democratic voters across the country are saying this loud and clear.
Yes. Lander describes himself as a liberal Zionist. He is not a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, but did have Mayor Mamdani's backing. A third candidate backed by both Mamdani and the DSA, Assemblymember Claire Valdez, easily won her primary for an open seat vacated by retiring Democratic Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez. Velazquez had supported another candidate. The victories in New York will add to the growing ranks of congressional Democrats who oppose continued U.S. weapons funding for Israel and who want the Democratic Party to stake out a more confrontational approach to dealing with the remaining years of the Trump presidency. The victories also raised the national profile of New York Mayor Mamdani. In Washington, Congressman Pete Aguilar, who chairs the House Democratic Caucus, turned aside questions about whether the results represented a shift in the Democratic Party, and he indicated he didn't have a particular message for Mamdani.
The mayor of New York doesn't get a vote in the Democratic Caucus. The members who are elected get those votes, and we look forward to working with the members that New York elects to serve in the Democratic caucus.
Other lawmakers were more forthright. Senator Bernie Sanders, who had endorsed both Claire Valdez and Brad Lander, but not Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier, said the message from last night's election was clear.
People want change. That was what took place in New York. That's what we're seeing all over this country. Our job is to grow that movement.
Silicon Valley Congressman Ro Khanna, who had also supported Valdez and Lander, tweeted that, quote, The progressive movement is crushing the establishment in New York City. Some have criticized my supporting progressive insurgents. Tonight shows we have a new party. At a press event, a New York reporter asked Mom Donnie whether he would get involved in other campaigns.
After the success both you and the candidates you supported saw yesterday, do you plan to throw your weight behind other races in the future?
Mom Donnie's response.
I made a promise a year ago to New Yorkers that I would use every tool at my disposal to fulfill our affordability agenda, and electing more partners to do so is exactly one of those tools.
I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.